Welcome to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ is Calling You. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. And now, experience the good life today.
Aloha from Honolulu, Hawaii. I'm Danny Yamashiro. Welcome to The Good Life. We are here to help unleash your God-given purpose. In times of stress, in times of strain, in those moments when you are completely exasperated, you're at the end of your so-called rope in life, and you feel torn and tattered, and your spirit is frayed. Don't you long for a moment, really a moment of comfort? Don't you ever wish that there was someone there who could just ease your pain, put a balm over your sorrows, and grant you comfort? Well, you know, Jesus did not leave his followers without comfort. And in fact, he said he would, he promised that he would leave a comforter, someone who would come alongside. And he was speaking of the Holy Spirit. Today, we have in our studio some very special guests who are going to share about the ministry of the Holy Spirit and how the Holy Spirit and the mighty work of the Holy Spirit, the gentle Holy Spirit and powerful Holy Spirit, can make a difference in your life. You know, the Good Life Hawaii Radio Show, we're here because we strongly believe that the Lord has this program set up so that we could bring you closer and closer to Jesus Christ. That whatever situation you find yourself in, whatever challenge you might be facing, for you to be reminded even today that Christ knows you and he loves you. And for you to open up your heart to Jesus and experience his marvelous redemptive work in your own life. You know, this can be a new day for you, a new beginning. Reverend J. Wan Kim is the founder and president of the World Holy Spirit Ministry International Organization. And he's going to share about an event that's taking place in these islands that you want to hear about. Now, he graduated from the School of Theology at Claremont and was ordained at Calvary Baptist Church there at Claremont. He was ordained, he served churches as the senior pastor in Hawaii and developed even greater in his spirituality at Fuller Theological Seminary in Pasadena, California. He has had a plethora of courses in which he's taken that has enabled him to deepen his understanding and application and teaching capacity to deepen the lives of followers of Christ so that they would also be equipped to make an impact in the world, in the lives of others. He's traveled all over the world to countries like Canada and India and Thailand, Taiwan, Hong Kong, the Philippines, and Korea. We also have in studio with us Reverend Linda Liberty. Pastor Linda is a revivalist and itinerant minister who originates from Vancouver, Canada. She's an international traveler, minister to many regions of the world as an ambassador of Jesus Christ. And she brings the message from the Holy Spirit, releasing revival wherever she goes. She's traveled, get this now, to 30 nations and loves to see the power of the Holy Spirit set captives free, to deliver them from demons and bring the message of the kingdom of God to thousands. Well, let me just say to Reverend J. Wan Kim, 안녕하세요.
안녕하세요. 반갑습니다.
하나님 아버지, 주님을 찬양합니다.
Amen. Good. You speak good Korean.
Well, the next thing I would say is 한국말 잘 못해요.
No, you are so good. 잘해요.
Thank you, thank you. And Pastor Liberty, Linda Liberty, I just love that name. It's just to say your name is bringing freedom and a release.
Amen.
Well, tell us about, before we do that, before we go into the Holy Spirit Conference, Pastor Kim, take us back. Tell us, give us some background. My listeners are always eager to hear where our guests come from. Tell us, what was your background? Where did you grow up?
I was born actually in Korea, and I had through all the difficult, trial period, mm-hmm. politically or historically in Korea. After Korean War, it was very difficult time in poverty, and we were very poor. During that season, we had only one hope. My mother was a Christian, and she prayed for the family, and she was very faithful, the church servant. And even though we were very poor and we had a suffering time, but my mother, the Christian, as a Christian, and she had a hope. Mm-hmm. That God is with us. So fortunately, we all, even though we were very poor, but we all, five children, grown up, good education, and graduated college, and we became the leaders in our society.
This is in Korea?
Yeah, in Korea.
What part of Korea?
In Gangwon province, very remote, province, country, site.
Okay.
Then,
how far away from Seoul?
It was 3 hours, 4 hours from Seoul, mm-hmm. but that province is the most remote area in Korea. Oh. It's a lot of mountain. Okay. And then the poorest province mm-hmm. In Korea. Now is much progress and mm-hmm. developed, mm-hmm. So we were grown, that situation. But one lady, my mother, she led us to the Christ, and we whole family become Christian. Then we didn't lost our hope, mm-hmm. since then. As a Christian, we overcome all the difficulties, mm-hmm. My sisters and brothers, they graduate all the college, mm-hmm. and they become the leader in our society. So one lady changes our family, and also she made many leaders in our family.
Yes, yes. Now, you've obviously gone through some difficult times in those early years growing up, but you've seen the Lord bless you and bless your family. And the Lord used your mother. Now, I have a number of friends who either grew up in Korea or have their parents grew up in Korea. But it seemed like the mother in the Korean family is very strong. How have you understood that to be?
Yeah, mother in Oriental home is a center of the love. Mm. We feel, we experience the love, through the mother. What is the Jesus love, So mother influence really spiritually very much for the family member. And one lady, her prayer, always God listen their mother's prayer. Because when I was a sophomore in college, my mother died. Before she died, 1 week ago she died, and she asked me, what would you be after graduate? You know, what will you be after graduate college? At that time, I don't know why I told her, but maybe inside I have a dream. I told her I will be minister, you know, so maybe I want to make her happy, you know. But after she left, you know, I was very angry at God, you know, mm-hmm. why God, you know, took my mother. Mm-hmm. She was very faithful and she was very good Christian, you know, mm-hmm. and she had a very hard time to grow, you know, to nurturing our, you know, children. So I was a little step out from the church, mm-hmm. you know, after, you know, my mother died. But, you know, still, you know, I've been thinking about my mother, and some spirit was inside me, you know. Even I committed, you know, sin, then, you know, the some spirit told me, you know, you are not supposed to do that, you know. That kind of spirit remained in my heart. And after that, I came to United States, and then suddenly, you know, my secretary revoked. Remind me, you know, what I promised with my mother. Mm. You know, my mother prayed before she, I believe my mother, you know, prayed to God before she died. Lord, my son wants to be minister, you know, so God, you are the one to take care of my son, mm-hmm. you know. Mm-hmm. So that prayer, God answered. After she passed away 25 years later, then I became, you know, minister, you know. Oh. So I believe every mother's prayer, God listen, and God never turned down, you know. God always, you know, that prayer answer back, you know. So that is, you know, I want to tell you.
Pastor, I think it is so important that you have been here. You are here today to remind the mothers who are listening. Mm-hmm. Right now, some of them are feeling very, very hopeless. They feel despair. Mm-hmm. Some of them have been praying and they don't see their prayers being answered. But you are an example to remind them that God hears the prayers of a mother.
Yes.
And he heard the prayers of your mother. And look at what, years later, look at what the Lord is doing in and through your life and ministry. Mm-hmm. You know, I always just, when we get into the lives of our guests and they begin to open up and share, I feel a desire, just wishing we had more and more time, because you can look at an individual, you know, and you never really know what's inside until they begin to share. And there is a wealth of knowledge, a wealth of experience, a wealth of what God has done in the lives of people. And today we're here to remind you. And as we go to our break, we're here to remind you that there is not only a blessing for you as you listen to this program, there is a grace that's upon you as you listen to this program. And get this now. Listen very carefully. There is greatness in you. There are great things that God has in store for you. There is a destiny that God has for you to fulfill. Yes, you. In spite of what you might be facing or even how you're feeling, don't just go by that. Go by what God is saying and what God wants to do. When we come back, we'll hear more from our guests and we'll hear from Pastor Linda Liberty. So stay with us. We'll be right back.
Wandering the road of desperate life, aimlessly beneath the barren sky, leave it to me, I lead you home.
On a dark winter night at Hawaii's Pali Ridge, Danny Yamashiro's life was forever changed as he fell 300 feet off a cliff, attempting to rescue his girlfriend. With a fractured skull, torn scalp, a shattered ankle, and smashed body, he fell again, another 100 feet. No one thought he would live. Danny's book, Paradise Calls, is a spellbinding story of survival and hope. A firsthand account of crushed dreams, recovery, and renewed faith to bring Christ's message of hope to people everywhere. Here's Danny.
As you read Paradise Calls, may God bless you and enrich your life with divine hope in the midst of whatever challenge you face today.
Danny Yamashiro can also be heard on the Good Life Radio Show at 2 p.m. on the new KGU 99.5 FM. Visit thegoodlifehawaii.org and remember to get Paradise Calls by Danny Yamashiro, available at bookstores throughout Hawaii. For more information, visit Danny online at thegoodlifehawaii.org.
Have you been blessed by the Good Life Hawaii Radio Show? Have the stories been an inspiration to you? What if you had the opportunity to improve the quality of another person's life, someone like your family member or friend? Danny Yamashiro is looking for friends of the Good Life to prayerfully consider a monthly financial gift. You will receive monthly letters from Danny that will equip and encourage you. I invite you to become a financial partner with Danny Yamashiro Ministries. With your gift, you will become part of Danny's ministry team and help reach more people with God's love and hope through Jesus Christ. Write your check to Danny Yamashiro Ministries and mail it to P.O. Box 700998 Kapolei, Hawaii 96709. That's Danny Yamashiro Ministries, P.O. Box 700998, Kapolei, Hawaii 96709. Or go to www.dannyyamashiro.org. Listening to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ is Calling You. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. Now, let's rejoin Danny and his special guests.
Welcome back to our show. I'm here with our featured guest today, Pastor J. Won Kim and Pastor Linda Liberty. They're here, really, we're talking about the ministry of the Holy Spirit. They're going to explain in a few moments about a conference that's coming up that has a potential to change the lives of all who attend. But even greater than that, if that's not enough, affect the entire state by the working of God's Spirit. They'll explain more. Before our break, we're talking to Pastor Kim, and he was sharing about his mother and the influence that his mother had on him. And, you know, sometimes I wish you could actually see us in studio and get the real heart of when you look into the face of someone who's sharing from the gut level. I mean, it's really impactful. But anyway, we do want to give you a chance to get in the studio with us. So we always try to include this new aspect of our program and link up to YouTube so that you can link up to our site and actually see what goes on. I encourage you to visit us at thegoodlifehawaii.org. You might be joining the show and thinking, gosh, I missed the beginning part. Can I get the show in its entirety? The answer is yes, you can. Just visit thegoodlifehawaii.org. We have our program, this program and other programs. I want to encourage you to invite family and friends to listen. It's a tremendous way to reach out to those family members and friends that you've been praying for. And we also have some other resources available as well. Pastor Kim, you mentioned your mom. Your mom passed away. She prayed. You went through a period of anger and bitterness and drifted away for a season. But God answered the prayer of your mom. Tell us what happened when you graduated.
Yeah, after I graduated college, and I was angry. I was angry at God and why God took my mom from my family. I have a younger sister and younger brothers. Still, they are very young. So that time, I didn't have a good answer during that period. But after that, my life and in secular life or the business life, and throughout that life, I found God always with me, and God led me, and God protect me, and God, always watching me. And after I come back to America, and my secretary asked me to go to seminar, you know, that time I was too old, but my secretary encouraged me, you can do it. So I applied to, the Clermont Seminary, and I entered. And then I try and try. God always with me, and I finish up the seminary, and I became ordained pastors. So this whole, this whole history of my personal history is God's, covenant. My life was in the God's covenant. Even though we are a little bit step away, but God's covenants never break, never changes. God always with us, and His favor upon us. So the God never leave us, and God never forsake us.
Tell us about your graduation day. What day was that? Was that a special day?
It was, my mother's memorial day. That day I was graduated,
So from seminary?
Your seminary. So everybody surprised, The God really answered to your mother's prayer because you became minister. You graduated seminary on your mother's memorial day, So God's His plan and His purpose, His promise, never changed, So God always answers to our prayer. So mothers, your prayer is very important for your children. Or whatever you pray for your children, God will fulfill, God will accomplish by His special favor. So mothers, you must pray for your children and blessing your children, and always pray for fervently. And like Hannah, she was praying seriously, God listen, never, he never, forsake it. He always, keep it and answer, whenever the time is come.
This is an international moment. We have the story of Pastor Kim in Korea and then coming to America where he graduates, but his mother prayed and her prayers were answered years later. How many years after?
After 25
years. 25 years. Well, we have another featured guest today from Canada, Vancouver, Canada. Her name is Pastor Linda Liberty. And Pastor Linda, tell us, what was it like for you? Where did you grow up? And who influenced you in those early years when you were growing?
Well, thank you, Danny, and thank you, listening audience. I have an interesting story, an interesting history. I was adopted. I was adopted at age 2, and the gentleman who adopted me, he was in the Canadian Navy, and he had just come back from the Korean War. And I find out many years later that I was intended for abortion. The pregnancy that my mother had with me. It turns out that I was born out of wedlock and given up. And this man took me as his own child and loved me. But growing up as a young person, I understood that my father drank alcohol a lot. He was a military man. And he was kind and he was good to my mother and to my brothers and sisters. But I always felt that my father was absent in some way. If he wasn't overseas serving in NATO or some important duty overseas, when he was home, alcoholism kept him not able to emotionally nurture his own children. So I felt a big hole in my heart. so far as father's love was concerned. And as time went along, I began a career, and my brothers and sisters went into the military, but I went into the police. And I had dreams like any young woman, dreams to have a marriage, dreams to have a wonderful house, family, children. But the surprise of my life was that at age 34, my husband was killed in the line of duty, which left me as a widow and now a single mother. So there it was, a big hole in my heart again, brokenness. And I felt that even God had abandoned me. And so I had no one to turn to. I had no one to call upon. I didn't know any Christians at the time. I didn't have a mother and father that honored the Lord. They had become backslidden over many years. And so I just cried out in the middle of the night. And to my joy and memory, I had a visitor, and his name is called Holy Spirit. And Holy Spirit came to me in the middle of my tears as I'm crying upon the pillow in the darkness, and he came into the room in his manifest presence and visited me. And that was the first time that I knew there was a God. And I remember this Holy Spirit called my name and said, Linda. It was very personal. And he exuded love. There was an aura, a atmospheric change of divine love in the room. And I now understand that it is the purpose of the Holy Spirit to lead us to Jesus Christ. Mm-hmm. And by the miracle and mystery of God, one day I'm driving around in my car, aimlessly driving the streets of Vancouver, and the wheel, something gripped the wheel and automatically turned into a parking lot. And here I was in the parking lot of a church, didn't even know what it was. And a man comes over and he knocks on the window and he says, "Woman, are you okay?" And I says, "Yes, but where am I?" He says, "Well, this is a church, and this is God's house." And I said, "God, I'm looking for him." That night, the gentleman who was the caretaker of the church invited me to come in, and there was a celebration that evening at 7 o'clock. And I remember a wonderful Mrs. Moody, a matronly lady, who took me under her wing, and she brought me in. And that night I heard the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ. That night I understood that I was a lost sinner. And I also understood that I was brokenhearted. And I felt unloved. But there was one called Jesus Christ who could heal my brokenness and who came into my life and who helped me as a single mother and who gave me joy and gave me peace and began to help me in every area of my life. And from that day to this, it's been 35 years now, I have never looked back.
What an incredible journey. We talk about a spiritual journey. The depths of pain, you know, when the loss of a loved one, oftentimes it's unspeakable. Words cannot express. We can't, you know, sometimes, you know how it is, sometimes things are just inadequate. The human language does not convey enough of the brokenness. And so, but to have the Lord, the Spirit of the Lord come to you at that time. You know, I've always admired people who have a very intimate relationship with the Lord. In the day of fast movement, in a day of increased technology, in the day of emails, electronic communication, it's hard to maintain the if I can use the word in a positive way, the fleshliness of humanity and the way that God has made us. We have emotions to evoke, and things evoke our emotions and our response. And so when you begin to share at that level, and I'm able to see in your eyes and how grateful you are, no wonder you're here to talk about the ministry of the Spirit of God. You know, our time is precious. Our time is precious with you. And you are more than just wanting to share about your own selves. That's the the genesis of what God has done in your life. But what is God going to do in the lives of others? You have now grown into ministers who give out, who share, who really represent the Lord as his ambassadors. And so when we come back from our break, Pastor Kim and Pastor Liberty, I'd like for you to talk to us a little bit. Let's get into the World Holy Spirit Ministry International Conference. Tell us how that all came about. What's the vision? What's the hope? What is it that you see the Lord doing? You know, when God does things, he doesn't always do things in the way that's orthodox, in the way that you're used to seeing. Sometimes he'll shift on us, and he'll move in a way unique, maybe sometimes even to remind us that it's him, that he is the one who's doing it. Well, our pastors today are going to share more about it when we come back from our break. So stay with us. We'll be right back.
Wandering the road of desperate life, aimlessly beneath the barren sky. Leave it to me, I'll lead you home.
Aloha, this is Danny Yamashiro. Many people tell me how much the Good Life Hawaii radio show has made a difference in their lives. This is made possible in large part through our corporate sponsors. A big mahalo to Wahiwa dentist Dr. Kerry Ishihara, orthopedic surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi, A1A electrician, Tony Lathrop Lee of State Farm Mililani, Dr. Jeffrey K. Miyazawa of Windward Family Dentistry, Burt's Union Service Station, Michael Beasley of Kaiani, Fran Villarmia Kahawai of Properties International Limited, Chinena Narinaga Financial Group Incorporated, Armor of Truth, and Commercial Roofing and Waterproofing Incorporated. To learn more about our corporate sponsors or to find out how to become a corporate sponsor, visit thegoodlifehawaii.org. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show, Hawaii's only local inspirational Christian talk show on 99.5 FM KGU weekdays at 2 p.m. and 12 midnight, providing opportunities to connect your family and friends to a personal relationship with Jesus Christ.
A healthy smile can make all the difference, but where do you go for healthy teeth? Dr. Kerry Ishihara is a specialist in general dentistry in Waihua. With more than 20 years of experience, Dr. Ishihara serves the people of Waihua, including a special focus on military families. As a lieutenant colonel in the U.S. Army Reserves, he understands the needs of soldiers and families in our military community. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is proud to have Dr. Kerry Ishihara as an anchor sponsor. Call him at 621-8281. That's 621-8281.
Do you need a specialist in cosmetic dentistry? Someone who can bring the best in you from the inside out? Let Dr. Jeffrey K. Miyazawa help you. His warmth, compassion, and expertise provides all the assurance needed for your dental needs. Visit Dr. Jeffrey K. Miyazawa of Windward Family Dentistry in Kaneohe. Call him at 235-4525 to make an appointment today. That's 235-4525. Or visit jeffmiyazawa.com. Windward Family Dentistry, where a lifetime of smiles is created. Listening to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ is Calling You. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. Now, let's rejoin Danny and his special guest.
Welcome back to our show. I'm here with our featured guest today, Pastor Jay Wan Kim and Pastor Linda Liberty. We have an international flair today, but we're also going to talk about the international flair of a conference that's coming up. But you might be joining in right now and saying, hey, you know, I'd like to hear more of this and more from our guests. Well, you can certainly do that at thegoodlifehawaii.org. We've got a number of things for you. When you go to the website, you know, we have various outreach campaigns that have gone on. We've recently completed one, but some well-known celebrities, athletes, entertainers, people in the business community, And go ahead. That's called They Found the Answer. We've done a number of those campaigns. And you can access those programs anytime. Just go to They Found the Answer, click onto that tab, and you can actually look at all the different guests that we've had in the past. We also have topics that you can look at. Just go out and click on those topics, topics of interest, and you can find shows as well. We have some books, some other resources, some devotionals, and I even have some prayers that I've prayed for you, and you can go ahead and click on that as well. And maybe somebody today, as you're listening, you're saying, what does it mean to have a relationship with Jesus Christ? I want to find out more what it means to be a follower of Christ. You can do that. Just go to the Get to Know Jesus tab as well. And maybe you want to join in as a prayer partner and a financial supporter. Go to our Partners tab. There's a lot you can do there. It'll be a good time for you and an enriching time for you as you do that. TheGoodLifeHawaii.org. Pastor Kim, tell us about the vision of the World Holy Spirit Ministry International Conference. How did it all come about?
Our aim is to how to restore the power of the Holy Spirit. The church, we have all kind of program, and we are too much of the resources and wisdom, but we need the pure, genuine, the Holy Spirit, the power of the Holy Spirit. Mm-hmm. That without the Holy Spirit, we don't have a heart of Jesus Christ to love the people, to love the neighbor, and unconditional love, and to do the outreach and to evangelism. That the central power is the Holy Spirit. This Holy Spirit is, the worldly people, the outside people, they don't know the Holy Spirit. If we have that Holy Spirit, we do better work, and we do outreach and evangelism more powerfully. So this conference, I planned this conference, how to do the world evangelism by the power of the Holy Spirit, how we can help, people more practically, mm-hmm. Heal the people, mm-hmm. cast out the demon, mm-hmm. and to help out, the needy people. So by the Holy Spirit, we can do more actively. We can do more Christian works. That is our conference purpose.
I think it's very timely. I know it's very timely because I need to be reminded. So many of us need to be reminded because it's so easy to fall into, I call it a trap, fall into the trap of thinking. We can even manufacture what could look like success or impact or power, but be void of really the genuine power of the Holy Spirit in our ministries, in our churches. Things can be fabricated, and we might not even realize that we've missed the real unction, the real power that's actually needed, that's available, but we don't access, we don't tap in to the power because we rely so much on ourselves. Have you found that to be so? And is that one of the reasons why God has put that on your heart?
My vision is that we need to help people practically. A lot of people have broken their heart, and they have hurt, they have emotionally wounded, and a lot of sickness, and spiritually they are under the bondage, mm-hmm. and oppressed. So how we can help them out, we preach, you need to pray and you need to read the Bible, but we have to help as you know, the minister, to heal them, to to, you know, make them free from the bondage. You know, so that is only we can do by the power of the Holy Spirit. We have to restore. The church has to restore and recover that power, and we become more sanctified. You know, spirit, soul, body. We need to be more healthy Christian. So we have to help them out, and we have to do recover that power in our church.
Pastor, somebody is listening, and they might be thinking, okay. I want that. I want to find out more. I want to go. Where is it going to be? When is it going to be? Give us some of that information.
Yes. Our conference, we have October 23rd, 25. We have a Hawaiian night, Korean night, international night. And all the speakers, they proclaim what God has a plan, what God blessing to us. So anyone... they can come, you know, this is a free registration.
Free registration?
Yes, free registration.
Okay, that we have to say that again. Free registration, no cost.
No cost at all.
Completely underwritten.
Yes.
Where is this conference going to take place?
At the Hyatt Regency Waikiki Hotel. In Waikiki Hotel.
Okay, Hyatt Regency Waikiki Hotel.
Yes.
And free.
Yes.
How is the finances being taken care of to offer it for free?
Yes, we fundraising. We did the fundraising in Korea, and the Korean churches, a lot of Korean churches helping us. You know, we need to have an international conference in Hawaii. So many Korean churches, they are supporting us, and also the local Korean church, they are supporting us.
So the churches in Korea and the local Korean churches in Hawaii are underwriting the cost to put on this conference at the Hyatt Regency. It's no small bill there at Waikiki Hotel and one of the well-known hotels at the Hyatt Regency, October 23rd to the 25th.
Yes.
October 23rd to the 25th. And you didn't hear wrong. Pastor Kim says it's completely free.
Yes.
Registration is free. Just come. Do they register online or do they register when they arrive? How do they do that?
They can either way. We provide a seat. If they do the registration through the internet, we will give them the seat and also the nameplate. And if they don't have internet, just call us, 372-1485.
372-1485. And the website is inchristhealing.org. Inchristhealing.org. Okay. Again, this is being offered to you free of charge.
Yes.
And no financial obligation on your part. Just come and receive what the Lord has for you. Come. Would it be okay to say they can invite others to come as well?
Oh, yes. Anybody. If somebody needs to be healing, if somebody needs what is the God's plan, you know, his life. So we have a prophecy ministry. And also somebody has under the operation, you know, evil spirit, demon spirit. Then, you know, we need a delivery ministry. So there are a lot of people helping them out. And this is, they can have a freedom and also they can, have a access, activation of the Holy Spirit, so they can receive the power, they can receive the anointing, and they can receive the, blessing from God. So this is a very good chance. Hawaiian night, we have all the variety Hawaiian spiritual, the dance choir. And Korean night, we have also special Korean teams coming, and they have a traditional dance and their choir, big large choir teams. And international night, we have India and from Canada, from Africa, all over the world, they come and they they proclaim their spiritual power, you know. So we invite everyone, you know, neighbor, on church people, unbeliever, you know, anyone, we can come, and it is a you know, good opportunity to meet the Jesus.
I want you to encourage you to think of someone that you could first put it down in your schedule, October 23rd to 25th, and then invite someone to come with you. It's I can just sense that there's an openness and a liberty to what the Lord will do. So come. It's a unique situation in that, you know, people have already made the sacrifice and have invested in this for your benefit. Let me just read some of the names. Reverend Kang Soo Cho, he's the Korean organizer. Dr. Paul Cox, Dr. Michael McKinney. You might even know of some of these names. Here's an opportunity to come and hear them in person, receive the ministry that God has. Bishop Chito and Rachel Sanchez, Reverend Mike Evans, Pastor Randy Iaya, Pastor Virginia Domligan, Reverend Robert Ryder, Evangelist Asif George, Terry Johnson, Dale Shannon, Pastor George Olendo, Tom Panic, Dr. Lori Bachran, Pastor Ralph and Susan McIntosh, Dr. George Rhodes, the psychologist, Columbi Faustine, Pastor John Keogh, Rabbi Daniel Vargas, Pastor Jimmy Yamada, Tom Bauer of Serve the Nations, Elaster and Fassandra Nickelberry. You might recognize some of these names. And of course, we have in studio with us Pastor Linda Liberty. She's going to be speaking there as well. When we come back from our break, we'll hear more from Pastor Kim about this incredible opportunity that is being brought to you. The World Holy Spirit Ministry International Conference, October 23rd to 25th at the Hyatt Regency Waikiki Resort and Spa. Registration is free. Registration is free. When we come back, Pastor Linda Liberty, who will be one of the featured speakers there at the conference, is going to tell us a little bit. She shared out of her life. What a gripping story indeed. But some of the things that, just a preview of some of the things that she'll be sharing, some of the stuff that the Lord has put on her heart for you. Stay with us. We'll be right back with more.
Wandering the road of desperate life, aimlessly beneath the barren sky, leave it to me, I'll lead you home.
On a dark winter night at Hawaii's Pali Ridge, Danny Yamashiro's life was forever changed as he fell 300 feet off a cliff, attempting to rescue his girlfriend. With a fractured skull, torn scalp, a shattered ankle, and smashed body, he fell again another 100 feet. No one thought he would live. Danny's book, Paradise Calls, is a spellbinding story of survival and hope. A firsthand account of crushed dreams, recovery, and renewed faith to bring Christ's message of hope to people everywhere. Here's Danny.
As you read Paradise Calls, may God bless you and enrich your life with divine hope in the midst of whatever challenge you face today.
Danny Yamashiro can also be heard on the Good Life Radio Show at 2 p.m. on the new KGU 99.5 FM. Visit thegoodlifehawaii.org and remember to get Paradise Calls by Danny Yamashiro, available at bookstores throughout Hawaii. For more information, visit Danny online at thegoodlifehawaii.org.
Have you been blessed by the Good Life Hawaii Radio Show? Have the stories been an inspiration to you? What if you had the opportunity to improve the quality of another person's life, someone like your family member or friend? Danny Yamashiro is looking for friends of the Good Life to prayerfully consider a monthly financial gift. You will receive monthly letters from Danny that will equip and encourage you. I invite you to become a financial partner with Danny Yamashiro Ministries. With your gift, you will become part of Danny's ministry team and help reach more people with God's love and hope through Jesus Christ. Write your check to Danny Yamashiro Ministries and mail it to P.O. Box 700998 Kapolei, Hawaii 96709. That's Danny Yamashiro Ministries, P.O. Box 700998, Kapolei, Hawaii 96709. Or go to www.dannyyamashiro.org.
Hear me calling.
You're listening to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ is Calling You. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. Now, let's rejoin Danny and his special guest.
Welcome back to our show. I'm here with our featured guest today. Oh man, it's been a really great time with Pastor Linda Liberty and Pastor Jay Wan Kim sharing about an opportunity. It's a rare moment, you know, when you can attend a conference at the Hyatt Regency at no cost. No cost. Well, it's no cost to you, but it's been a cost to the churches in Korea and the Korean churches in Hawaii that believe so strongly in the necessity of unleashing more of the Holy Spirit's power in the lives of people and in the local churches. Really, the revival comes not because we work up our own kind of campaigns or we do certain things by a certain standard, but really, those things are important. But the real heart of it, the heart of the power, is the unction of the Holy Spirit. We need the Holy Spirit's power to guide, to provide, to empower for the ministry of healing and restoration and evangelism. And this is this conference, really, I see it, pastors, is like a beacon, like a clarion call for us to be reminded. It's like the Lord saying, hey, you have all the power you need and more, but you have to plug in. Don't try to work it out on your own, but plug into the power source of the Spirit of the Lord. Well, it's more information, and you can register online at inchristhealing.org, inchristhealing.org, and you can call the number
372-1485.
The World Holy Spirit Ministry International Conference, October 23 to 25 at the Hyatt Regency Waikiki Resort and Spa, right there on Kalakaua Avenue in world-famous Waikiki. You know, there's an international group of speakers, and there are delegates attending the conference coming from 10 different nations. But the speakers are coming from places like Burundi, Africa, Kenya, Africa, the Philippines, Pakistan, Canada, and Korea, and of course, many from the United States, and a large number of them from Hawaii. So there's a real international flavor and a local touch. So find out more at inchristhealing.org. You might have already heard about it. You might even know of one of the speakers. Well, this is an opportunity for you. Pastor Liberty, tell us about your involvement. How did you hear about it? And what are you going to be sharing? Kind of give us a preview of what's going to happen when you speak.
Well, Danny, I enjoy the good life. And I want everyone to know about Jesus Christ. Mm-hmm. And I cannot stop talking about the one who changed my life, mm-hmm. turned me from a lost sinner to hope and eternal life. And all the speakers that are coming, that are sharing, that are giving of their goodwill and time, are coming with the same message to point to Jesus Christ. And we're coming in the spirit of love to reach all peoples. And every one of these speakers are moving around the world right now, proclaiming the good news of the gospel of the kingdom. I met Jay Wan in California, and we have become partners in faith. And our heart and motivation is the same. And we desire to see the Holy Spirit do new things in new ways. Mm-hmm. And we know that Honolulu is central in the Pacific Rim. And we know that thousands of people come here annually for a time of refreshing, restoration, having a vacation. But the leaders that are coming here are coming not for their own selfish recreation time and refreshing. We come to bring fresh winds of the Holy Spirit. We come to bring a message, and we come to unite the body of Jesus Christ. Mm. And so for any listener today, we just want to invite them to come. Maybe you're on the cusp of change and transition, and you just want to hear about Jesus Christ for the first time, or maybe you're a veteran of the faith and you just want to connect to the body and unite your heart with ours. But our goal is for the Holy Spirit to reach out to all the world. And so we welcome everyone who wants to come, because we believe in personal revival, but we believe in a corporate revival too. Mm-hmm. And so it's uniting our efforts together to bring the good life to others.
I love the way you said that. It's their vision to proclaim the vision for the world evangelism by the power of the Holy Spirit. That's the World Holy Spirit Ministry International Conference, October 23rd through 25th. Amazing conference schedule that they have. Guest speakers coming. They have a Hawaiian night, a Korean night, an international night. It's going to be quite a time, and one of the best things is that it's all underwritten. It's all paid for by others who have believed in what God is doing in Hawaii and what God wants to do in this very strategic location. You can find out more at inchristhealing.org, inchristhealing.org. And the phone number is 808-372-1485. That's 372-1485. So don't hesitate. Take action. Go and see what God will do. Bring someone with you. Get your family and friends to join in with you and take advantage of this wonderful opportunity. InChristHealing.org. It's been a blessing. We've had Pastor Jaewon Kim and Pastor Linda Liberty with us today, and they've shared out of their heart. They shared out of their heart because of their love for God and their love for you, and that even today, this can be a day of renewal and refreshment and strength and power for you. You're loved by God. You're known by God, and you're very close to His heart. I want to invite you to visit us at thegoodlifehawaii.org and check us out there and our resources there at our website. Here's a scripture for today, Acts chapter 1, verse 8. But you will receive power when the Holy Spirit comes upon you, and you shall be my witnesses in Jerusalem and in all Judea and Samaria and to the uttermost parts of the earth. It's always a blessing to be with you. A special thank you to our guests today, Pastor Jaewon Kim and Pastor Linda Liberty. Until next time, with our technical producer, Chaz Ontai, I'm Danny Yamashiro. Remember, the Lord is with you. Let Him unleash your God-given purpose today.
Thank you for listening in on today's broadcast of The Good Life with host Danny Yamashiro. We hope that today's program has been a blessing for you. The Good Life radio program is listener supported, and we'd like to encourage you to pray about becoming a sponsor or donor. Your support makes it possible for us to continue to minister to God's people through The Good Life. To become a sponsor or to make a donation, please visit thegoodlifehawaii.org. That's thegoodlifehawaii.org. And may God richly bless you with The Good Life.